Now notice that. Verse 10 says, but the day of the Lord will come like a thief. Then the heavens will pass away with a loud noise. The elements will be dissolved. Now that loud noise, the Greek word is roizaden. And notice how you can pronounce it. Roizaden. It is something that speaks of the swish of an arrow, the hiss of a serpent, or the splash of water. Have you ever listened to an atomic explosion? It sounds exactly like that. Now, the other thing that's interesting here is the elements will be dissolved with fire. Now, look at the word elements first. Now, the word here is stoicheia. That means the building blocks of the universe. Frankly, that's a better word for elements here than the word that we use today, atom. We call them atoms today because the scientists years ago made a little mistake. When they discovered the little atom, why, they gave it the name atom. It means to cut. When you put an alpha or an A in front of a Greek word, that makes it negative. And therefore, an atom is something you couldn't cut. They had found the smallest unit of matter. But now, friends, it's altogether different today. They have found out that the little atom can be cut up like a railroad western tie. There is neutrons, protons. In fact, the whole tron family lives in a little atom. And that's what happened. This word here just simply means that it's the basic building blocks of the universe. Now he says melt. That is the way that some have translated it. But the word in the Greek is luo. And I taught Greek for 2 years, and that verb luo is the one you use to teach Greek grammar. And it just simply means to untie or unloose. And it says this little building block was going to be untied, unloose. Can you think of a better expression for atomic fission today than that? The little building blocks of this universe can be untied, and one of these days, the Lord Jesus will untie them. And when he does, that's the fire that's resident. Because with an atomic explosion, you have this tremendous thing. Now, today we're facing a great energy crisis. And they say if they don't develop atomic energy, we're in great trouble. Well, we better learn in a hurry how practically to untie the little elements. Because one day, he's going to untie the atoms, these stoicheia, the building blocks of the universe. Now, the word melt just means that it gradually wastes away. In other words, this earth that we live in will be just like a great atomic explosion. I think it will go into nothing. I've always felt that the Lord probably is going to turn the little atoms wrong side out and use the other side of them for a while. And when he does that, they'll never be able to untie them again. Now the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are in it shall be burned up. Now that will take care of the water. When an atom bomb is let out over water, why, it takes the two elements that are there, hydrogen and oxygen, and both of them are gases that can be very explosive. Firemen tell us that there's certain kinds of fires they go to today that when they put water on it, it just helps the fire along. And they have to use certain other kind of chemicals today. Well, the works that are in it shall be burned up. Seeing then, in view of this, you see, the scoffer said at the beginning, all things continue as they have from the beginning. But his great fallacy is not knowing the past. And yet, it's the evolutionist that has made so much of the fact there's been a great catastrophe in the past. These great mountains out here in the west, the High Sierras, they were thrown up there by some great convulsion of nature. It happened sometime in the past. It was a judgment of God, if you please. Now, that is the thing that he's talking about here. And this day of the Lord is very familiar, I trust, to those of you who follow now the program. We've seen the prophets used it. The Lord Jesus has used it. All the writers in the New Testament use it. The day of the Lord is a technical term. It begins in darkness, as the Old Testament prophets said. Begins with the great tribulation. And then it ends with this great atomic explosion, this great judgment of the earth by being dissolved by fire. And between these two great events, you have the great tribulation period, the coming of Christ to the earth to establish his kingdom, the millennial kingdom, the brief release of Satan and that rebellion then, and then his final confinement and the great white throne judgment of the lost. Then there comes into view the new heavens and the new earth. And that's what we have here.